Now, people who will listen to this show on a regular basis know that I cannot tell the difference between the Sugar Babes and Girls Aloud. And the reason that, and I constantly say the wrong name when I'm talking about one or the other, right? Like, constantly. In any case, so I thought, okay, well, if I'm going to be a pop music guru, I'm going to go and find out the difference between Sugar Babes and Girls Aloud. But I have just written about the Sugar Babes because, quite frankly, I found them to be more interesting. Anyways, are you ready for my piece?
I'm ready, like as just a breath of fresh air out of the room.
You won't be able to fully appreciate it because it is the written word, of course. Okay, here we go. Sugar Babes. Just the name invokes some kind of intrigue that about what might appear to be another dime a dozen girl band. You're thinking, they're all the same, manufactured around a talented anchor who will no doubt go on to build a solo career with varying degrees of success. Not to be mistaken with Girls Aloud, a British five-piece who formed during the Pop Stars reality television series, the Sugar Babes, in their original incarnation, featured childhood friends Keisha Buchanan, Mucha Boyana, and Siobhan Donaghy. They formed in 1998, taking their name from Buchanan's nickname at school, Sugar Baby. Originally known as the Sugar Babies, they signed a record deal at age 14 and changed their name.
So they grew up from Sugar Babies to Hello Boy.
Wow, it's also rumoured, Dave, and this is a side note, this isn't in my report, that the reason that they did so is because there was another band called Sugar Babies. Anyway.
Well, they did well.
Anyway, to return. Their debut album, One Touch, was released in 2000 and had four top 40 hits. Donaghy left the band in 2001 in what seems to be a Jerry Halliwell-inspired move. This equally fiery redhead left amid speculation that she had never got along with Buchanan, and Donaghy had become convinced she was being pushed out of the band. She has since released five solo singles and two albums. Her first solo album, Revolution in Me, entered the album chart at 117.
Massive smash.
With lack of promotion as an explanation for its low position. Donaghy was replaced by Atomic Kitten founding member Heidi Range. The band went on to have four number one hits between 2002 and when Mucha Boyana left the band in 2005. In 2003, they won the Brit Award for Best Dance Act. Mucha Boyana is a name I've mispronounced many times. Mucha is indeed the most well-known Sugar Babe solo project. Though she is yet to record a number one single, she has worked with big names in music including Amy Winehouse, George Michael and Groove Armada. In February 2008, Mucha was dropped by her label due to poor sales of her solo album. Buchanan had said upon Boyana's departure, "We will all miss Mucha, but we also knew there was still a place for bringing in somebody new who could help us carry on taking the Sugar Babes brand of music forward."
You know, is that the end of the article?
No. Okay, Keisha Buchanan, Heidi Range and Amal Baraba are the current Sugar Babes lineup. They had two number one singles in 2007, including a song with the Girls Aloud called Walk This Way, recorded for comic relief.
That's your confusion.
Yes. Exactly. The Sugar Babes are the most successful all-female UK act of the 21st century. Their number one single, About You Now, has been nominated for a 2008 Brit Award, which I believe is on very soon. In describing themselves as moody cows, the Sugar Babes are indeed a girl band that is readily open about in-band tensions. And that is something to be applauded, especially if, like me, you don't have the stomach for "we love each other" rhetoric. I won't ever claim to love their music, but at least I can appreciate their honesty. After all, who doesn't love bitchy melodramas? It's like Neighbours, but real life.